It's the hit heard round the world. Hi, everyone. This is Fred Robbins with the hit heard round the world. A daily report on the latest in pop music direct from the top disc jockeys of the great cities all over the globe. It's all brought to you by the United States Army. Your future, your decision. Choose Army.
This time we make the swinging London scene to talk to one of London's most popular DJs, Mr. Chris Denning, after a word from the United States Army.
You just got out of high school, and now you're on your own. With choices all around, you've got to make up your mind. With Army, a future you can choose. With Army, there's so much you can learn.
To tell the weather the day before.
To teach a missile how to soar.
To tell a computer what to say.
To move a mountain that's in the way.
To blast a highway in the sand.
It's great to be an Army man.
With Army, the future's up to you.
Your future, your decision. Choose Army.
Welcome to our show, Chris.
Very nice to speak to you again, Fred. Yes, I've been all over the place recently. Only about 2 or 3 months ago, I was invited by the Portuguese radio to go down there and do a couple of shows for them. And about a month ago, I was doing a TV show in Belgium in French. And in just a couple of weeks, I'll be doing a TV show in Germany. I'm just going wild.
What time is your show on now, Chris?
Well, my current show on BBC Radio 1 is Saturday afternoons, 2 till 4. But I do all kinds of other shows as well from time to time. You never know where I might pop up next.
Let's have a sample of that Chris Denning style on BBC Radio 1 and one of the big records in London these days.
Well, one of the records that I'm interested in at the moment is one that very, very recently was right at the top of the American hit parade, so no doubt you'll know it. I think it's very interesting. It's very similar to Ode to Billy Joe by Bobby Gentry, wasn't it? And so I think you're going to recognize it. The title of this record is Harper Valley PTA. Well, that was a record by Jeannie C. Riley, which everyone with any knowledge of the American charts will recognize right away. Harper Valley PTA. By the way, what does PTA stand for?
Parent Teachers Association.
We don't have anything like that over here. No, but, you know, you've heard about the typical British reserve. Well, our parents and teachers just don't talk.
From what I hear, the way you're playing those records on BBC, you're quickly becoming one of the peers of English DJs.
Well, that's very nice of you to say so. One of the things that I was very pleased to do recently, which I hope drew a little bit of attention, was pick out records which really are moving, but in an underground way. You know these underground groups you have in the States, West Coast groups and so forth? Well, one of them in particular that I picked out as really something special, Canned Heat is the group. They're American, of course, and they've got a beautiful sound with On the Road Again. Well, that's Canned Heat, one of my favorite records, On the Road Again.
Looks like our tastes are getting more and more the same all the time, huh, Chris?
Oh, well, I hope not. Not too much. I don't want to lose my accent completely.
This is the era of non-singers, they say.
Well, maybe it is. Maybe this is the era of non-disc jockeys, too.
As long as you got hits to pick, and you got one coming up in about 1 minute, there will always be DJs. So we'll give you a minute to pick that hit while we have a couple of words from the U.S. Army.
Matthews, you take your force and advance to Sector C. You'll have 3 helicopters for support. Our reserve platoon will be positioned over here, waiting for the order.
You can learn leadership and earn it in Army Officer Candidate School. The Army needs leaders today in Vietnam and all over the world. And the men who learn leadership today will be the men business wants tomorrow. Learn more about Officer Candidate School from your Army recruiter. Your future, your decision. Choose Army OCS.
All right, Chris Denning, so that there will always be in England and always be disc jockeys and always be Chris Denning, comes now the hit of the day.
Well, it seems to me there's always going to be Beatles as well. I didn't pick this record. They did, in a way. This girl that I'm going to introduce to you, she appeared on a kind of talent show on British television. This was spotted by model Twiggy. You must have heard this story before. Anyhow, she thought the girl was great. She introduced her to Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney agreed, and he produced this number. So here's a girl called Mary Hopkins with a certain chart hit, Those Were the Days. That was Those Were the Days. That sounds like bad grammar, doesn't it? By Mary Hopkins. Good record, Fred.
I hear she's only 18 years old, and she's Welsh, and she's lovely.
I think that's just about it.
It's been great having you on the Hit Heard Around the World, Chris. We'll look forward to another visit real soon.
Fred, that'll be my pleasure as well, yeah.
So if you can work your way out from the pile of records you get every week, you'll come up with some new ones for us.
Well, that's what I'm doing right now.
See you soon.
See you, Fred. Bye.
Cheerio.
Well, that's the sound of the sign-off. Tomorrow, we'll bring you the latest happenings in music from Berlin on the hit heard round the world. And for making it all possible, thanks to the United States Army. Your future, your decision. Choose Army. It's the hit heard round the world. Hi, everyone. This is Fred Robbins with the hit heard round the world, a daily report on the latest in pop music direct from the top disc jockeys of the great cities all over the globe. It's all brought to you by the United States Army. Your future, your decision. Choose Army. Today we're talking via transatlantic tape to Hans-Dieter Frankenberg, one of the trendsetters of pop music in Berlin. While we're getting our Berlin correspondent on the line, here's a message of importance from the United States Army.
Doctor, here's Corporal Buckley's chart. Please wheel Private Adams to the X-ray room. Come on now. A little needle couldn't hurt a big fellow like you. In the Army, I'm finding out what professional nursing really is. I'm doing what I've been educated to do, nothing less. I work with the most modern equipment and some of the best doctors and surgeons in the world. The Army sees to it that I get all the help I need to do my job, the job of nursing. I like the idea of being able to specialize. There's neuropsychiatry, OR nursing, maternal and child health, and many others. And I like working in the great Army hospitals. I like the traveling. Tokyo, Brussels, Rome, Honolulu. Places most girls my age only dream about. But most of all, I like the chance the Army gives me to be a nurse. The chance to serve my country. If being a nurse means something to you, you owe it to yourself to get the facts on the Army Nurse Corps.
Hey, Hans, how's everything in Berlin?
Oh, it's raining, Fred. My mood isn't the best if I'm looking out of the window. But if I listen to our records, of course, I'm feeling better and better.
For those who haven't heard Hans on our program before, the name of his show is called the SF Beat.
That's right, Fred. SF Beat. That means Radio Free Berlin, and beat is beat all over the world.
What time is your program on again, Hans?
Every night from 7:30 to 8:30, 1 hour.
And what kind of music are you playing for them these days?
Oh, we have chosen the first record is Sammy Davis. He has been here recently. Big success, of course. Sold out the concert Up, Up and Away. This was Sammy Davis, Up, Up and Away, one of his songs he sang in the recent concert he has been giving here.
The sounds generally of West Berlin, what kind of music is popular, generally speaking?
I think it wouldn't differ maybe from the music you hear every day, because we like the music that's played in the British and American charts, and these songs, these hits, are hits here in Germany too.
I remember last time I was in Berlin, if you go into any bar, any restaurant, any nightclub, you would think you were in America. You hear exactly the same songs.
That's what I think, too.
That about gets us into a little more music, Hans-Dieter Frankenberg.
Yes, and are you fond of dogs, Fred?
Everybody's fond of dogs.
But these are British dogs on a racing track, and it's a single done by The Who describing what's going on this racing track when the dogs are hunting this artificial hair.
And the song is called
Dogs. Well, I'd like to put 20 marks on Little Arrows. I hope he will win.
Do you have dog tracks in West Berlin, Hans?
Oh, no, just one horse racing track over here.
I hope maybe you won your bet with the dogs. I'm going to see if you do as well when it comes to picking the hit of the day, which we'll ask you to do in just a minute as soon as we have a word here from the United States Army.
What makes the soldier proudly stand? What makes him pledge his mind, his hand? He wants to keep his brothers free, and that includes both you and me. Hi, this is Barry of the Royal Guardsmen. Show the world just where you stand. Serve your country as an army man.
With Army, the future's up to you.
You've got a future. You've got a future.
Your future. Your decision. Choose Army.
And we're back with our good friend from SF Beat, Hans-Dieter Frankenberg in West Berlin, Germany, about to pick the hit of the day.
Yes, the hit of the day will be Somebody Cares, Tommy James and the Shondells. You remember Moni Moni, this has been for a long time the number one, and this is the follow-up. This was Somebody Cares, the hit of the day, Tommy James and the Shondells.
That's what you'd be hearing if you're listening to Hans-Dieter Frankenberg on SF Beat in West Berlin, Germany. It's always a pleasure to find out what's happening in the Kurfürstendamm in the music scene, Hans-Dieter, and we hope you'll be back with us again real soon.
I will, and Fred, one suggestion from me. Why don't you come over and listen to our show if it's done live in the studios every day?
Now you're talking. Auf Wiedersehen, Hans.
Auf Wiedersehen, Fred.
Well, that's the sound of the sign-off. Tomorrow we'll bring you the latest happenings in music from Mexico City on the hit heard round the world. And for making it all possible, thanks to the United States Army. Your future, your decision. Choose Army. It's the hit heard round the world. Hi, everyone. This is Fred Robbins with the hit heard round the world. A daily report on the latest in pop music direct from the top disc jockeys of the great cities all over the globe. It's all brought to you by the United States Army. Your future. Your decision. Choose Army. Today we go to the land of mariachis and tamales to talk to Mexico City's leading DJ, Senor Larry Johnson. But first, some straight talking from the United States Army.
It's time for you to make up your mind. Start a brand new life, leave the other behind. Now think of your future, don't throw it away. The Army man will help you plan. See him today. With Army, the future's up to you. With Army, there's so much you can do. With Army, the future's up to you. You've got a future. You've got a future.
Your future. Your decision. Choose Army.
Hello again, Larry Johnson.
Hi there, Fred.
How are you today, Larry?
Doing real good, Fred. Lots of hot sides for you today.
As a matter of fact, you have a special name for some of your pick hits, don't you, Larry?
That's right. We call them Red Arrow Rising Hits. And some of them really take off big, Fred.
What about the Spanish influence in Mexico City, Larry? One would think that most all of the hits would be Spanish orientation. Is that true?
Not so, really, Fred. We have probably more influence from Great Britain, from the United States, and even from Brazil than we do from Spain.
Well, with that, I think we ought to have an ample sample of the kind of record that's making it big in Mexico City.
Well, here's a record which is definitely on our Red Arrow list. It's by a group known as Los Igualados, and it's a cover version of a tune which topped the bestseller list in Great Britain just a few months back. Baby, come back. Baby, come back. Los Igualados.
Does that have any meaning in English, Igualados?
Well, it really means the equals. And actually, that was the name of the original hit group in Britain. I'd like to take you down to Brazil for our next record, Fred. Roberto Carlos and Enamorada de un Amigo Mio.
Let me try that, Larry. Enamorada de un Amigo Mio.
Very good, Fred.
I've been studying my Spanish, you see. You've got me on it now, buddy.
Excelente.
Now for one of your great big red bullets, Larry. We'll give you a minute to think of it while the United States Army steps in.
Jane Andrews is a communications center officer in the Women's Army Corps. She's chief of the office handling classified and coded messages at command headquarters in Munich, Germany. When Jane finished college, she wanted to make the most of her education. She wanted responsibility. She wanted challenges. She got them in the Women's Army Corps. If you're a college graduate or soon will be, consider becoming an officer in the Women's Army Corps. It's your chance to put your talents to work while you see the world.
Okay, Larry. Get that red bullet ready and pick your hit of the day.
Well, this is no surprise to our listeners down here, Fred, because the Beatles remain supreme. So here they are, the Beatles, and one half of their two-sided smash, Revolution.
And that kind of revolution could start another one, Larry. Always a pleasure talking with you, Larry boy, and we hope to be down there again very soon, maybe in the flesh, in time for the Olympics.
Well, I certainly hope you can, Fred, and remember that, as we say in Spanish, esta es tu casa, this is your home.
Thanks very much, Larry. Hasta luego.
Muchas gracias y hasta luego, Fred.
Well, that's the sound of the sign-off. Tomorrow, we'll bring you the latest happenings in music from Copenhagen on the hit heard round the world. And for making it all possible, thanks to the United States Army. Your future, your decision. Choose Army. It's the hit heard round the world. Hi, everyone. This is Fred Robbins with the hit heard round the world. A daily report on the latest in pop music direct from the top disc jockeys of the great cities all over the globe. It's all brought to you by the United States Army. Your future, your decision. Choose Army.
This time we go to wonderful, wonderful Copenhagen to find out what the doings are musically in Denmark from our very good friend Jorgen Mulius. And there are many doings in Denmark, in one of the most beautiful, entrancing cities in the world. After a word from the United States Army. To the toast of Tivoli, Jorgen Mulius.
Oh, well, hello, Fred. I'm so glad to be on your program again. Of course, you know, I enjoyed it very much last time.
It's always very interesting, Jorgen, to talk to you in Copenhagen to find out what all the Danes are doing in the way of discs.
And, you know, there is really a lot of things happening at the moment, Fred. For example, we have a lot of new groups around over here, a new group called Teen Makers. And a few months ago, they jumped up our charts over here with the French Grand Prix song called La La La. And now they're doing it all over again with a new song called Dream World. Let's give Dream World by the Teen Makers a spin. I can live my life. Well, you have listened to Dream World by the Danish group Teen Makers.
If we were in Copenhagen, Jorgen, what would you sound like on the air when you open your program?
Okay. Velmødt, Jørgen Mulius her, og vi har en masse nye plader med i studiet. Jeg har en masse af de seneste grammofonplader fra Amerika og fra England, og det gælder om at nå så mange som muligt overhovedet. Vi kan cirka nå en 15 stykker, og det her det er den første Over You by Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. Well, you have heard the latest by Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the fabulous record called Over You.
Are they very popular there in Copenhagen, Jørgen?
Yeah, you know, Young Girl was a really big hit, but not the first record from them, Woman Woman. But Young Girl, it was number two in our charts for many weeks.
We're going to give you a minute to think about your hit of the day, Jorgen Mulius. I know you got a good one picked out. After the United States Army steps in with a couple of well-chosen words.
Take a missile man from Louisville, a chemist from St. Joe. A radar man from Houston and a clerk from Idaho. They proudly serve their country while they learn themselves a trade. And so that when their hitch is over, they can really make the grade. It's great to be an Army man.
Your future, your decision. Choose Army. Army man.
We're delving into the doings from Denmark with our good friend Jorgen Mulius of the Danish State Radio, Denmark's top disc jockey, who's about to pick his hit of the day on the hit heard round the world.
Here, I'm having a record from Greece, and it is based on an old classical French tune. So, here you have the Greek trio, Aphrodite's Child. Well, it was the great record from Aphrodite's Child, Rain and Tears.
Jorgen Mulius from Denmark picking his hit of the day. It's always nice to be talking to you, Jorgen Mulius. We have to say so long. Until next time. How do we do that in Danish?
Okay, Fred, I'll try. Tak for nu, og op igen hør i morgen eftermiddag.
I won't try to repeat that. I'll just say, thanks, Jorgen Mulius. We'll be talking to you again real soon.
I hope so. I have really enjoyed to be on your show, Fred.
Well, that's the sound of the sign-off. Tomorrow we'll be going to Honolulu, and there's plenty happening there musically on the hit heard round the world. And for making it all possible, thanks to the United States Army. Your future, your decision. Choose Army. It's the hit heard round the world. Hi, everyone. This is Fred Robbins with the hit heard round the world, a daily report on the latest in pop music direct from the top disc jockeys of the great cities all over the globe. It's all brought to you by the United States Army. Your future, your decision. Choose Army. This time, we're packing our suntan lotion because we're going to the land of sun and sea and sky, our fair 50th state, Hawaii, and Honolulu's sage old disc jockey, Granny Goose. And while we're getting him on the line, let's listen to this.
When you finish high school and you've got to make it on your own, don't waste your time just dreaming, cause your future's up to you alone. When you pick the army, there's 300 jobs for you to choose, 300 ways to make a future, one's just right for you.
You can track a missile, learn to make a movie, take a helicopter and soar up to the sky.
300 jobs for you to choose.
Your future, your decision. Choose Army.
Granny, Granny Goose, are you there?
Aloha, Fred. Ika kupuna wahini kaka, which might mean, hello there, Fred, this is Granny Goose. That's right, old Granny back in the fair, beautiful 50th state of Hawaii.
Ika papuni kupapa. Does that mean everything's okay in Honolulu, Granny?
I don't mean to rub it in, but as I walked into the studio today, there must have been about four clouds in an otherwise beautifully blue sky.
Oh, you're making me jealous.
I think you should, by all means, take a few days off and come visit us.
Would that we could, Granny, old boy. But now it's time to learn what the music scene is like and what you're playing over KGMB these days.
There's so many songs nowadays being sung that have been brought back from the past, from anywhere from 5 years ago all the way back to the early 1900s. And they're really sounding great. But you know, it's refreshing to hear a song that nobody in the world has ever heard before and sung by a group that nobody's ever heard of. And I'm talking about the Millennium, their brand new release, 5 a.m. That was the new group, the Millennium. 5 a.m. They sure sound great.
Indeed they do, Granny. Tell us, what else is hot in Honolulu besides the sun?
We have quite a number of country, western songs that are very big.
That's very surprising. What's the reason for that?
This, I think, is due in part to the fact that we have quite a large serviceman population here in Hawaii. And a lot of these young men in the service are from the south, as you well know. We always get calls for that old Tennessee plowboy. And I'm very happy to tell you that we have one of the chart-busting songs that he's put out again, Eddie Arnold, and his tune, Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye. As fine a man as you'd like to meet anywhere, that's Eddie Arnold, a real fine gentleman. That's his most recent tune and very big across the nation, Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye.
Okay, Granny, one of these days we're going to have a country and western song, real Hawaiian style, in Hawaii with that Tennessee twang. That'll be something. We want your hit of the day in just a moment, but before we do, we've got a message from the United States Army.
Tom Roberts knows his job. He's a consulting engineer for a construction company. A lot of responsibility for someone who just turned 28. But responsibility's nothing new to Tom. When he got out of college, he signed up for Army Officer Candidate School, OCS, where leaders are made, not born. If you're a college senior with a military obligation, look into Army Officer Candidate School. For more details, see your Army recruiter. Your future, your decision. Choose Army OCS.
Okay, we're ready for the Granny Goose hit of the day from Honolulu.
Here in Honolulu, as elsewhere, and I mean elsewhere around the world, there's always one that really stands out big, and that one is known as the man, Frank Sinatra. So let me play the Granny Goose hit of the week from Honolulu, Hawaii, Frank Sinatra's My Way of Life. When Bert Camford writes a song and Frank Sinatra sings it, you know you've got a hit. Isn't that right, Fred?
Oh, and what a way of life Mr. Sinatra's got, Granny. Well, Granny, we're sorry about that, but it's time to say thank you and aloha.
Aloha no vauia oi, ku ipo.
What's that again?
I'll tell you what that means at a later date.
Well, we'll keep you to that promise, Granny Goose. So aloha until we meet again.
Fred, from the fair 50th state, may I say to you, aloha.
Well, that's the sound of the sign-off. Tomorrow, we'll bring you the latest happenings in music from London on the hit heard round the world. And for making it all possible, thanks to the United States Army. Your future, your decision. Choose Army.